Five members of a Fairbanks militia group have pleaded not guilty to an array of state charges, including conspiracy to commit murder and kidnapping and weapons misconduct. Peacemakers militia leader Francis Schaefer Cox and members Coleman Barney, Michael Anderson, and Lonnie and Karen Vernon allegedly stockpiled weapons as part of a retaliatory plot against judges and state troopers they felt threatened or wronged by. Prior to their March 10th arrest, Schaefer Cox was a fugitive, resisting a minor weapons charge, and the Vernons were fighting the IRS over income taxes. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the group of militia members shared an ideology that denies the legitimacy of government based on their interpretation of a strict adherence to the Constitution.
Schaefer Cox went on the lam after receiving a court order last month barring him from using a constitutional defense for a 2010 misdemeanor weapons misconduct charge. That undercut Cox's fundamental belief that we are sovereign people only bound by common or natural law.
It's as simple as two laws. Do all you've agreed to do and don't encroach on other people in their territory. All those are universally accepted by everybody.
That's Cox speaking at a press conference in Fairbanks this past November. The 27-year-old founder of the Peacemakers Militia and Second Amendment Task Force turned his back on mainstream politics after losing a state house race in 2008. He gained national attention advocating for constitutionalism, an ideology founded on the belief that we rule our own lives and are free from post-Constitution-created statutes. Speaking in November, he said his pursuit of freedom resulted in bogus charges, harassment, and threats from authorities.
Anytime that there's an individual or a group of individuals that are either scratching the surface of the stuff that they don't want you to know or that are gaining enough momentum to be actually able to say no thank you to the tyranny, they want to come in and splinter that and fragment that. And a big Ruby Ridge shootout with me and my wife would be enough to splinter that, or at least that was their hopes. I would hope that this is about ideas and not about a man, and I think it would continue on. But I don't want to be dead and finding out from the other side.
Charging documents allege that at the time of Cox's November comments, he and fellow militia members were already beginning to prepare for violence. But at the November event, Cox said he wasn't instigating it.
I don't want to start a war, and these guys are going to fly up here. They're going to whip us up into a big bloody frenzy, and then they're going to fly on to the next town, and we're going to be left here torn in half. And we need to not be suckered into this big old shootout. Now, we've been kind of quiet and living on the run, but the longer we're quiet about what's actually happening here and all of these character assassinations and real assassination attempts that have been going on, the more bold they're going to be. Because so long as that they can kill you and then write the story, that's exactly what they'll do.
The case against Cox and the other militia members who are also facing federal charges hinges on secret recordings of their conversations. But a member of the militia says only a faction of the group was involved in the alleged plot. Gary Brockman says the Peacemakers Militia began with good intentions to protect innocent people, but evolved into a personal army for Cox. He says the militia only had about 25 to 30 active members, not the 3,500 Cox talked about, but that the power went to Cox's head. Brockman, who attended militia meetings into February, says Cox and the faction who, quote, took a wrong turn, kept any violent plans from the larger group, but that given what's happened, the Peacemakers Militia is defunct. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.